But all of us can manifest. And in this article about how to draw inspiration and creativity, he talked about how all of us must become channels for that creative flow, because without it, we can't connect with the creator that is making that prana available to us. And he said there are three kinds of creative inspiration, basically large, medium, and small. He said small inspiration is the kind of inspiration that takes creativity of others and just adds a little twist to it. So it makes it seem like it's something new. I don't know, make up something. Oh, here's, you know, my mother used to butter bread or toast, but I've got a new idea. I'll butter it on both sides. So that's a kind of a creative inspiration, but it's just a slight addition to the creative idea of someone else. Then he said that medium-sized creation is something that actually is new, but it's not of great consequence. You know, you come up with a new song or a new painting, or you have a new idea that you do at work, or something that's new that isn't just an extension of what someone's done before, but it doesn't affect lives very largely. And then he said, but the great creators, the great manifestors, have inspiration, because he said we all come into this life like genetically programmed to be creative. And according to how much faith and how much energy we're able to channel, because it's not our own, it's always God's, according to how much energy we're able to channel, we can do great creations which change the lives of hundreds, millions of people in the world. And those great creations, and he cited Edison and, you know, Burbank and others of his age, those great creators channeled the kind of energy that uplifted the whole of society. So all of this is the channeling of prana. And the channeling of prana or energy has to do with our consciousness. It's channeled by will. And so the consciousness that we have and focused willpower allows, like a rheostat, the switch to open up, and then it's God's power that manifests everything, but God's power flowing through us, because he created this world in order that we all might enjoy the educational and entertainment value of creation.